If you or a family member has ever had foot issues or really any joint issues, then you'll love hearing about the product created by today's guest. And you'll learn a lot from her story of transitioning from doing her own free DIY marketing to eventually getting a deal with the NBA.
Are you looking for new ways to make your sales grow? You've tried other podcasts, but they don't seem to know. Harvest the growth potential of your product or service as we share stories and strategies that'll make your competitors nervous. Now, here's the host of the Harvest Growth Podcast, John LeClair.
Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm really excited to have on Dr. Marion Zanek. She's the inventor, founder, and CEO of a product called Ankle Stone, as well as other products under the Zanese branding. She's going to talk much more in detail about it. I've been a user of her Ankle Stone product for a long time, for years, and really love it. And I'm excited to share the product, but also the story behind it, and introduce Marion to you, our audience, as well. You're going to love her story and learning about how she developed it and how she's learned and grown her business over the years. Well, Marion, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you start us off by explaining, talk a bit about your business, so Zanese. You've got a few products, and then we're going to dive a bit deeper specifically on the ankle stone. So I'd love to hear about your story. How'd you start this business?
Yeah, I'd love to tell you about this. At Zenny's, we basically believe in empowering you to move the way you are meant to. So I have a commitment and have grown this business toward the unmet needs of body conditioning and injury recovery, which can enhance the lives of millions of individuals worldwide. So many people are affected. And we have meticulously crafted four orthopedic exercise innovations: ankle stone for feet and ankles, bedrock for the full body, base rock, and amplified elevated mat, and Willow Works for upright exercise. That's where you and I first met each other, I think, along the lines through the business with Willow Works, which proved itself to be successful. And then the other products developed as well. And now we're designing products to basically revolutionize this $78 billion fitness device industry. Because the products are crafted to complement your anatomy. They are designed to provide solutions for better body mechanics, for tools, for targeted precision, for comfort, and better range of motion for all of your joints. So starting with ankle stone, it has grips and enhanced grooves and leverage and supportive ramps to be able to enhance the conditioning of the foot and ankle from an anatomical point of view. Here it is. And we are heading into production in Connecticut, as well being prepared for larger scale production. And it's turning into an incredibly versatile tool that allows more than just the promise of excellent joints. It's a transformative improvement for improving your sports performance to the livelihood of on a daily basis.
So you showed it for the benefit of our listeners. I'd love you to describe
Yeah.
the ankle stone a little bit as well. And I do want to reiterate. So the one I have that I've had for years, it's slightly different. So this is a new improved design that is in production right now and coming out. And if you check out the website, you can learn more about it, the old one, as well as this brand new design of it called the anklestone.com. Again, we'll have that in the show notes. But yeah, Marion, if you could explain, what is this product? How does it work?
Yes, imagine a large shoe or a shoebox, something that size, except this is contoured and shaped to fit the foot in an Achilles tendon stretch, or it has also a forward plank for a plantar fasciitis stretch, and on either side, two wings that support for toe extension, right foot and left foot. As well, it cradles, because it's ramped up and contoured, it cradles the foot for sprain recovery. And then it has a roll bar that isn't conducive to deep tissue massage. Then there's advanced moves that you can do with this. It's lightweight, but it's durable. You can flip it around, turn it around, you do the plantar surface of the foot, the dorsal surface. It just continues to be something that will accelerate, amplify the stretch in from the Achilles up to the knee, even up to the hips and low back. So heading into the market of pro sports as well as medical rehab, we're heading into a nice market.
And I, to give my own testimonial on this, I've had a lot of foot problems over the years. I don't want to say my age, but I'm getting older every year somehow. But I've done, you know, in my past marathons, Ironmans, and, you know, long bike rides, et cetera. And along with that, as I get older, I've had some foot issues, foot problems, you know, plantar fasciitis, as you mentioned, and some other problems along the way. And for me, this has been a game changer. In part, I love about it, it allows you to stretch in certain ways that really would be difficult or impossible without this product. And for me, it's become more of a maintenance thing now. So it's helped me to overcome some of those injuries or just kind of nagging problems, but also to be used as a maintenance. So I use it with my stand-up desk. Even with shoes on, I keep stretching my ankles and my feet in different directions. It's so much better, of course, with your feet off, but with your shoes off. Even over the course of a regular day, for me personally, it's helped maintain better foot health. And if I forget to do it for a while and run a lot, then my injuries come back or whatever it might be. It helps me overcome those. So it's been a great product for me.
So what's so exciting about this, 1.7 billion people across 160 countries experience musculoskeletal issues, but they really lack the proper solutions. For foot and ankle, you're referred to a collapsible water bottle or a tennis ball or perhaps a ramp or the wall. And so the beauty of this, it is conducive to the plasticity of soft tissues. Your tissues will stretch if you give them the tools around which the movement can occur. So it shapes and holds and cradles the foot as it should, so that you can target all those four layers of the feet on the bottom or through the ankle, the intrinsic musculature at the site of attachment on the bone. And that's the beauty of the strengthening and flexibility benefits of ankle stone.
It's funny you talk about the simple products that even doctors will recommend sometimes where, like you said, use a water bottle or a tennis ball, or even a lot of the products that are out there are very similar to that, right? They've got almost balls inside socks, that sort of thing, where they keep it so simple. And then if you don't have foot health and you end up having to see one of these doctors for a problem, it's so expensive. So I love this, that it's kind of that interim step. It's still really inexpensive, but it helps you avoid, hopefully, that trip to the doctor for much more major, significant things later in life, or potentially especially as we train or stand or walk a lot or whatever issues. It's a way between those two, right? Like, it's not stop using the really cheap stuff that may or may not work at all, right? And this is very specifically designed for almost any problem you could have with a foot. Yeah. What are some of the common, I guess, uses or benefits as you talk to your audience, people that have bought this product from you in the past? What are they most commonly, or what's maybe the most common reason that they're using it?
Of course, plantar fasciitis, 8 out of 10 adults suffer from, and Achilles tendon and ankle sprains, or they may have had a bunionectomy and they have restriction in the great toe movement. And if you don't have that lift off, you don't have the strength. Then there is the athletes who need the precision strengthening within parts, components they haven't even recognized yet that are conducive to the launch, the power of the launch. It may be in the rotation of the pitcher on the mound or the swimmer on a starting block, and the power that is so necessary coming from the feet and ankles. Then it also accelerates into our other products, the Bedrock, which is basically the size of 4 ankle stones in a way. It's larger and it follows the same concept, allowing you to use your body weight with positions to strengthen and target as you should in the conditioning and have the independence to do it anytime, anywhere. So there's this global application of our products.
You mentioned this specific training of muscles, tissues, et cetera. And it kind of reminds me, I bike a lot. I run less these days, but as I've had friends that have transitioned, or I've done in my past from one to the next, you can be in great shape in one sport. It seems so similar going from running to biking, and then you hop on a bike, let's say, and the muscles are completely different, right? It's you're still using your legs, but the musculature, the usage of them is so different. It really takes an adjustment. And I know the foot is very similar, and all of us use our feet, right? And whether we're standing, walking, whatever it might be, right? Or doing sports. It can be very specific on how we use our feet. So strengthening those tendons, tissues, muscles, et cetera, in specific ways for our bodies is, I think, a great benefit of this product as well.
We're coming into a very underserved market on this product, as well as revolutionizing the way that you approach, instead of heavy metal weights or time-consuming trips to the gym, just grab your bedrock or your base rock, your Willowworks, all of these tools that are so easily used, and give you the benefit for longevity. Generations coming forward, there's a real transition going on. And that's the beauty of these products under the Zanies umbrella.
I could talk about this product for a long time because I'm such a big fan and use it personally and have for a long time. I'd like to shift gears a little bit and talk about the business side of this now. What's if you look back, what's maybe the biggest challenge that you feel you've been able to overcome as a business so far?
Well, I have been persevering like nobody else, really. I've just been very focused. It's a nice vision to have. And that's allowed me to establish some placement of our products with the NBA and with UConn basketball and various pro sports, et cetera. And so the traction has been fantastic, the validation and endorsement. But you really have to have the courage to go out and do that, to test yourself, the product, the idea into the world. And I have been doing that. I've been fortunate to live within the Connecticut base, of course, and it is on fire. The manufacturing, the networking strength through Forge and Constap and Connecticut Next, but having all of these strengths behind the companies now has been incredibly important. I would suggest to people always reach out to their state support to find where they belong. It might be at the lower level of SCORE. SCORE and I, my partners, we ended up going to Beijing to have one of the first products made. And then I've escalated. Now I'm on the advisory of Forge. So I'm coming in as client and consultant, learning and strengthening all the time. So having the state support is critical. I always have people pursue that.
Yes, SCORE is a great recommendation, really, for businesses at almost any stage, from startup to, you know, we've had clients of ours that have gotten great value out of SCORE, even when they're, you know, already in millions of dollars in revenue, but they need help with a certain strategic issue. There's likely somebody within SCORE that's gone through something similar and can give you good advice along the way and overcome challenges.
Yeah. So just having the guts to throw it out there and you find the help, all right, it's there. And you keep escalating.
For sure. Over the years, what marketing have you found has worked the best for your business?
Oh, I've tackled it all, from making YouTube videos myself with my own soundtrack and my own piano playing to and using my children as my assets. That's a very important piece, using what assets you have. And then tapping into social media. We've got some recent hits through Pinterest. Heading out through to the endorsement to say, here's my idea, my product, to the pro sports and have them validate it. And then that turns into sales. And so you really just getting it out there, there's always this pivot to an acceptance that will lead to it. So other than the standards, having the funds as well to prepare your platform if you want to head into Amazon, which we will be doing, but in preparation for all of these steps, taking them one at a time. So it's a bit of everything, absolutely. And as CEO founder, you are doing a lot of everything. I have the magic now of team members, from my marketing director, who's nationally acclaimed, to the guys who are helping to get production ready and doing the CADs, again, national accounts, to state support. So it's a whole different ball game since coming in with Forge and having the state support as well. Constep brought me to my manufacturers, and everything is just solidifying so well. So that is a critical piece. You have to be ready for that, though. You have to have run the gauntlet. You know, you don't just come in cold. As you and I know, we met, what, 7 years ago or so, my initial. So it's that perseverance of the long haul, but it will pay off. It's just one step at a time.
Absolutely. Well, on your journey, have there been any resources that you've found to be really helpful for you?
Yes. I've recently been awarded some grant money, but that could be hard to come by. I have used my own credit, my own standing, very good. And I have just advanced myself that way and bridged myself that way. I have made some smart investments as well and tapped into my own distributions because I feel that my business is worth my investment. And then I've also had the luxury of the connection with Forge, who is getting me in front of. And here we're about to go for some big funding round, first good funding round. We've got about four or five players waiting for this amazing deck and whole program. So I'll be better to talk to you in another month. But I have been self-funding. That, they say, is the best way to go. If you can bridge it, small pieces at a time, it's amazing how the money will flow where it's needed. And it truly does. And you can piece it together with small amounts. Don't be afraid that it's an ominous financial task. You bridge it with monies here and there. And you go at the pace that you can afford to, but you get it done. So I think that I've been just the attribute of having been 100% ownership and self-funded all the way. But now we're at a scaling point where I can't do that anymore. Now we're going for the bigger picture. Of course, well, because
and it comes down to timing on a lot of that, right? So every business has in the beginning, they've got to generate the ability to get funding, whether that's through revenues or investors or personal funds, as you mentioned. It's part of the journey, right? And we've got to get to that point as our business where eventually it's self-funding, or eventually we bring in, you know, a third-party investor or other resource that can really help us scale to the next level. But it comes down to timing. It's preparing for your business to get ready for that scaling and that growth when you've got the ability to do it. And that can be a month, it can be a year, it can be more. It depends on the structure of the business, experience, and maybe the readiness of the market as well. So every business is a little bit different. Well, Marion, is there anything I didn't ask you that you think would be helpful for our audience?
Oh, no, this was great to talk to you and to share the products. This thing is blasting forward. There's a real good purpose to it and a good solution throughout the world as we're going. So a pleasure. It'll be fun to circle back with you in a year and say, yeah, we've done this now.
Yeah, no, we'd love to have you back on the show and share your journey. It's been successful so far. Let's see what happens at the next level. And we could talk more about what helped you get there. But I do, for our audience, encourage you to go visit anklestone.com if you're driving. Again, it's in the show notes as always. Check out one of the products that Marion has developed. Again, I've been using for a long time. Great product. But maybe just learn more at least about the product itself, what she's developed, and watch for this next version to come out very soon as well. Well, Marion, thanks again for being on the show today.
Thank you, John. A pleasure.
For the listeners, be sure to check out anklestone.com to learn more. And be sure to check out harvestgrowth.com to see other episodes we've recorded. And if you'd like to take a shortcut and learn the process that we've used to launch and grow hundreds of businesses since 2007, download our Secret Sauce Product Marketing Campaign Cheat Sheet at harvestgrowthsecretsauce.com. Or you can set up an appointment right from our website to speak directly with a member of the Harvest Growth team in a free one-on-one strategy consultation.